I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. It seems almost trite and hackneyed to say that we human beings thrive on trust, on being able to connect with others in a way that feels truly safe. But as we make our way through life's complicated journey, flourishing here, stumbling there, it really does seem that being able to trust the people who are central in our lives is essential. The 19th century Russian author Anton Chekhov put it so well. You must trust and believe in people, or life becomes impossible. And that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Matthew Erickson.
Piglet sidled up to Pooh from behind. "Pooh?" he whispered. "Yes, Piglet." "Nothing," said Piglet, taking Pooh's paw. "I just wanted to be sure of you." "I believe in our inherent human need to be sure of another and for others to be sure of us." On a Friday in October 1992, as I'd been doing every other week since I met my wife to be that June, I hit the road immediately after finishing up my day as a financial analyst at Ford Motor Company in Dearborn, Michigan, to get to Pittsburgh as fast as I could, only allowing myself to stop for one bathroom break. Finally, arriving in Pittsburgh, I get out of my car, rush across the street, and ring the buzzer to Susan's apartment. I wait in great anticipation for the door to unlock. Upon gaining entry, I run up the stairs to her apartment where she is waiting at the door. We deeply embrace. As I look into her large green and golden eyes, I am sure of Susan and see in her eyes that she is sure of me. July 2009, upon returning from 2 weeks of academic conferences in Europe, I hurriedly pull into my garage, pop out of the car, and scurry up the stairs of my house. At the top of the stairs, my oldest daughter, Annika, at the time 4 years old, is jumping up and down, anxiously waiting for me. As I enter the kitchen, she launches herself into my arms and hugs me like I've never been hugged before. She hugs me so hard and intensely that she melts into me. I experience pure, unadulterated love. I'm sure of Annika, and I feel in her embrace that she is sure of me. December 2010, one evening after reading stories to my younger daughter, Madeline, and we have both fallen asleep in her bed, a small hand desperately searching for something awakens me. All of a sudden, the hand calms and gently rests on my arm. I realize it has located what it is searching for. It has found me. Madeline can be sure of me, and I am sure of her. Just as Piglet taught me years ago, we can only realize our most magnificent selves when we have others that we can be sure of, and others that are sure of us.
Matthew Erickson is a professor of management, faculty director of the Leadership Fellows Program, and coordinator of the Leadership Development major in the School of Continuing Education at Providence College. Erickson also engages in life, leadership, and team coaching. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.